Success can become a prison. Dave Hollis discovered this truth while leading Disney's movie studio, breaking box office records with Marvel and Star Wars franchises, yet feeling profoundly empty. The uncomfortable reality? The person blocking his path to fulfillment was himself. What makes this revelation compelling isn't just another executive's midlife crisis. It's Hollis's raw honesty about alcohol dependence, identity struggles, and relationship patterns that resonate with millions navigating their own transitions. His journey from Hollywood premieres to small-town startup life reveals a universal truth. We often sabotage ourselves not through dramatic failures, but through subtle lies we've believed for decades. These aren't obvious deceptions, but deeply embedded beliefs about worth, strength, and success that feel like truth until we examine them closely. We live in a culture that asks, "What do you do?" within minutes of meeting someone, as if our profession defines our essence. Hollis lived this fusion of identity and achievement from childhood, where trophies and honor society memberships became proof of worthiness. Each accomplishment was another brick in a wall of validation, creating an insatiable hunger that followed him into adulthood. At Disney, managing billion-dollar franchises should have satisfied this craving, yet the emptiness persisted. The wake-up call came bluntly when his boss told him to shut the fuck up after Hollis dominated meetings trying to prove his intelligence rather than solve problems. This classic imposter syndrome, focusing on appearing competent rather than being effective, kept him trapped in performance mode. Breaking records with Black Panther and Avengers Endgame meant nothing when his worth was contingent on the next achievement. The breakthrough came when he separated identity from profession, recognizing that impact matters more than titles. Leaving his multi-million-dollar position for his wife's startup meant trading corporate jets for authenticity, discovering that true fulfillment comes from aligning work with values rather than deriving value from work. After 2 decades mastering corporate leadership at Disney, Hollis joined his wife's startup using his flying at 50,000 feet approach, maintaining executive distance while waiting for vetted solutions. In a fast-moving startup, this proved disastrous. Problems festered into crises while he led from orbit. Rachel's confrontation revealed a humbling truth. She'd built the company by understanding every role, while he was trying to lead without getting his hands dirty. The solution required unlearning decades of habits and becoming a student again, asking questions without letting pride interfere, reframing inexperience as opportunity rather than liability. Growth demands the flexibility to abandon successful strategies when they no longer serve us. Ironically, while coaching his son Jackson through an elementary school election loss, Hollis realized career success had insulated him from meaningful failure. He taught Jackson crucial lessons. Failing doesn't make you a failure. You never lose when you learn, and critics' opinions don't matter when you're brave enough to enter the arena. Hollis once relied on brute force in negotiations until watching Eminem's character in 8 Mile win a rap battle by preemptively acknowledging every weakness. This revealed a counterintuitive truth. Strategic vulnerability disarms others and builds authentic connections. He began applying this in business, openly addressing his company's limited track record. Rather than weakening his position, this honesty prompted partners to reveal their own challenges, creating foundations for genuine collaboration. He extended this principle to personal relationships. When facing marriage difficulties or career transitions, acknowledging he needed help became the very means by which he received it. This represented a profound shift, particularly for men raised with traditional masculinity that equates vulnerability with weakness. The practical application involves being open about struggles, preemptively acknowledging weaknesses to control the narrative, and giving honest representations from the beginning. The difference between those who thrive through failure and those crushed by it is mindset. Fixed mindset people believe talents are predetermined, while growth mindset individuals believe they can develop through learning. For years, Hollis avoided challenges where he might not excel, preserving the appearance of strength but preventing growth. For 3 years, Hollis secretly battled drinking, often alone with vodka, which devastated his mood, motivation, and intimacy with Rachel. A vicious cycle emerged. Negative behaviors made him feel defective, increasing anxiety, leading to more drinking to numb the discomfort. Rachel's confrontation became the turning point. "You want to get anxiety under control? Do the work. I love you, Dave, but I can't save you. You need to save yourself." This forced a fundamental truth. You can't selectively numb emotions. Using substances to block pain simultaneously blocks joy, connection, and growth. His recovery involved identifying root causes and substituting healthier alternatives like exercise, therapy, and honest conversations. After committing to a year without alcohol, he went 338 days sober, transformed his eating habits, exercised daily, and reconnected with his therapist. This complete lifestyle reboot revolutionized his focus, productivity, energy, and relationships. Breaking free required forcing himself into uncomfortable situations, creating a pattern: start, fail, learn, repeat. As a peacekeeper, Hollis believed his role was alleviating pain. Their foster care journey tested this. They received an 11-month-old girl, then her 22-month-old sister, children with 33 months of collective trauma. After 3 months, the children returned to their biological family. Later, they received 4-day-old twins needing immediate adoption, deciding in 20 minutes. 5 weeks later, a social worker's misrepresentation was revealed. A biological family member was petitioning for custody. The twins were taken, leaving the family shattered. Through this devastation, Hollis discovered his instinct to protect from pain was sometimes counterproductive. They needed to continue pursuing adoption despite risks or live with permanent regret. He learned to seek counsel from others who'd navigated similar challenges, practice restraining his fixing impulse, and visualize desired outcomes rather than fixating on problems. His fixing others' problems sometimes became the problem itself. This represents parenting's greatest challenge: knowing when to shield and when to expose children to difficulties that will strengthen them. Sometimes, the best way to help someone isn't solving their problems, but standing beside them as they develop strength to solve problems themselves. Perfect balance is impossible. Hollis manages 4 kids, a marriage, and a business, not by doing it all, but through community support and accepting that daily balance isn't achievable. She stays centered through intentional practices. Sunday nights involve meticulous planning, reviewing calendars hour by hour, mapping activities and goals to prevent last-minute delegation that signals, "I value my time more than yours." Self-care gets scheduled first because hope isn't a strategy. Critical relationships get non-negotiable Thursday date nights and 2 annual trips, one family, one adults only. These practices release guilt, create anticipated milestones during overwhelming periods, and commit to non-negotiables like 6:30 family dinners. Accepting that perfect balance is unattainable frees us from unnecessary guilt and enables intentionality about priorities. Some days work dominates, others family takes precedence. The key isn't perfect daily equilibrium, but clarity about what matters most and systems supporting those priorities over time. Hollis's shift from Disney executive to startup partner shattered every lie he'd believed, that worth came from titles. Strength meant hiding weakness. Past success guaranteed future results. Each revelation stripped away pretense until he faced the truth. His impressive-looking life felt hollow inside. This drives the book's central message: you're building your life, not anyone else's. Your priorities won't match your neighbors, your definition of success won't mirror your parents, and your path won't follow conventional wisdom. The real obstacles aren't external circumstances, but internal narratives. The lies we believe create invisible cages that feel like protection but function as prisons. Breaking free requires brutal honesty about where those lies originated, courage to examine which beliefs serve versus sabotage us, and willingness to rebuild from truth. Your life won't look like anyone else's because you're building yours with intention, honesty, and the courage to keep your heart open even when it hurts.